Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number two begins. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday thanks to Florence Recycling. And you're listening to The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories, more on the attempted assassination of former President Trump. Locally and statewide, you've got Governor DeSantis touting the Florida prepaid. And for those of you who may have utilized it at one point, may still have a balance in there. And you can check on that. Go to their website for more information on that. Tomorrow, we'll have tickets to give away for the Black Tie Blue Jeans annual Ronald Reagan barbecue for the Republican Executive Committee in Alachua County. And that will feature Florida Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez. So that's going to be a good time. We'll have tickets to give away, and that starts tomorrow. Also, Sean Diddy Combs arrested at New York City Hotel by Homeland Security. This has to do with a sex trafficking probe. This comes on the heels of a grand jury indictment. And so there could be a lot of stuff that actually might go all the way back to and have involve with Tupac.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So we've got a lot to dig into this morning. The Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Tanya, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I'd just like to comment on what happened to President Trump. The Democrats, Biden and Harris, all I'm saying, they need to stop the rhetoric. They violence have to stop. But Joaquin Jeffries posted on social media just yesterday that the MAGA has to be stopped at all costs. That is his exact word. So they're not wanting the violence to stop. And people need to understand what they're voting for when they vote Democrat during this election period.
No, that's a great point. I did have that yesterday. He is a troublemaker, for lack of a better term.
That's put it nicely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, because I got to stay within, certain parameters in terms of language and stuff. I'll tell you what I really thought about him.
Yeah.
But no, we know this rhetoric is dangerous. You can have a political enemy. You can have a different ideology. But to utilize the terms like Trump is the next Mussolini, Trump is the next Hitler, those kinds of things, they are so over the top. Even if you do not like him or agree with him politically, there is no any sort of a parallel, any sort of a connection that you can make. They're just the most ridiculous. What's the most ridiculous thing that we can come up with? What's the meanest, ugliest thing we can say? Let's call him Hitler. Yeah, that's the ticket. And really, that's the only basis there would ever be for that kind of ugly comparison. Of course you're going to invite people to try to harm him. Of course you are. It's over the top. All right. Let's go to back to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines at this time. Pete, good morning.
Good morning. I want to talk about the golf course assassination attempt.
Mm-hmm.
You have so many patriotic veterans listening to the show. I'm sure someone's mentioned this before, but a trained sniper does not stick his weapon out between shrubbery or out a window or anywhere else, the muzzle remains hidden with the rest of the gun. That shows us that this guy was not trained. He's, from his background, information we've received with his Ukrainian gambit and everything else, it sounds like he's kind of a mercenary wannabe, but he's just a guy with a gun who did not know how to properly position himself for a quiet shot. But the bad thing is there are plenty of people out there that do have the training or can be trained, including a lot of the people that are crossing our southern border right now, and they would love to do something like that. And if the Secret Service can't maintain a perimeter against an amateur, how are they going to do it against a pro? Thank you, Bob.
Or multiple shooters, or maybe not even utilizing guns at all. These are all things that have to be talked about and have to be dealt with. And President Biden, if he's a serious person in any way, should come out and say, we're immediately going to rewrite the rules temporarily to make sure that this man is fully protected and everywhere he goes and everything he does. And Biden did make some strong statements, by the way, and Trump also admitted that they had a good conversation. So these are some positive things, but now talk is great, but you've got to actually back it up. And it's clear he hasn't been getting the protection, even though those warnings about the Iranian stuff had come out. They said, oh, yeah, he's getting more protection. That couldn't be true, because we know in Butler, Pennsylvania, a lot of those people were Homeland Security agents who were trained via a two-hour video. Not an exaggeration.
It showed.
Donnie, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. You know, you say that there's no comparison between Trump and Hitler, but I'll tell you, CNN, MSNBC, they make some good points, Bob. I mean, the guy has a copy of Mein Kampf on his nightstand. Now, how can you explain that away and not make the comparison? I'm not sure I know where you're coming from, Bob.
Yeah. Let's go to Pam. You're on the air.
Well, the thing is the Democrats are the ones that are more like Hitler. They are the ones that are, let's indoctrinate all of these, our youth, by taking over their education. Let us take over all of the media and the written word and the television and the radios. And who are the ones that are doing the anti-Semitic riots and takeovers? It's mostly the liberals and the Democrats. So they are more aligned with Hitler than Trump is.
Well, you're absolutely right. And for every example that you cited, where do you think that kind of thought process and ideology and strategy, if you will, where do you think that came from? It, in fact, came from Karl Marx. It is not an exaggeration. It really is. The words of Karl Marx, you know, a part of it is call them what you are and claim that they are doing what you're actually doing. That's not an exaggeration. That's Karl Marx. That's part of what the Marxist movement, how they intended on pushing forward. And we see it absolutely every day with the Democrat Party. Yeah, they call you what they are. They tip their hat. You can count on that. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Martin, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I think that the leaders and people in power need to understand the power of their words and how they have consequences. But I also do want to say, even though I favor Trump over Kamala, that when Trump comes out on Twitter and says, I hate Taylor Swift, and she's already had to shut down part of her concert, her world concert tour, because of terrorist threats, you know, there's a lot of people that follow Trump. Probably 99% of them are good people and, you know, reliable, smart. But there's a few wackos out there. So when Trump says, I hate Taylor Swift just because she's endorsed Kamala, I don't think that that's the right thing either. And I just wanted to point that out.
And that's not, look, and that's not unreasonable that you point that out. It wasn't necessary. And use the word hate. Yeah. Let's go to Duda, man. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I think it's not unreasonable for me to think that Trump has experienced more combat-like experiences than
the Lord Ballard tamper on Tim. Thank you.
Okay. That was a little garbled.
Well, TV and or radio up in the background didn't help. Does that bug you, Bob?
Using all the...
All the available media. All of them. Everything. Morse code.
Yeah, it's bugging me a little, but not much. But there are other things. And it is time for What's Bugging You, so you can call in, air it out, get it off your chest. People have already started. They already got a head start on all that. But if you don't get in right away, please try back. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's bugging you?
What's wrong with this picture?
I'm really upset about it.
877 W-Sky Talk.
I, for one, am tired of it.
Call now. What's bugging you? 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And you never have to miss a minute of it. You can get us on demand 24-7. The Bob Rose Show podcast. You can get it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Just hit subscribe. Time now for What's Bugging You, 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those, but call in now. If you don't get through right away, call back. Gunther, what's bugging you?
I'm just wanting to say that I think that all of you Hitler-loving, racist, homophobic, Islamophobic, transphobic people need to stop calling people names, or else the government should silence you.
Okay.
Get in line, Guther.
Yeah, let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, what's bugging me is I called in like 7 or 8 days ago, and I mentioned how I thought there would be future attempts on Trump's life. What's bugging me is the gentleman, our kindly teetotaler, former and future president, cannot just enjoy a leisurely round of golf on his own golf course. It's just sad. They're lucky we don't descend to their level. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
No, it's sad, and he's not being properly protected. It's bizarre. It really is. Jerry, what's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is that the recently released affidavit of that whistleblower about the Kamala Harris perhaps getting some inside assistance with the debate questions.
Mm-hmm.
I think every American of every political party still has a sense of fair play and believes in fair competition. And her getting the questions, as well as the debate moderators teaming up against Trump, is really no sense of fair play. And I think that should trouble every American.
It should trouble every American. Unfortunately, there's a good percentage, a lot of them in the media, that think the end justifies the means and that they so hate Trump that the rules,
wow,
integrity, none of that matters as long as they can defeat him.
That
unfortunately.
That's just sad, you know?
877-975-9825. Call in now, please. Teacher, what's bugging you?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. What's bugging me is the fact that during this entire election cycle, again, it's become about personality politics, and the rhetoric is demonstrating kind of a lack of thinking about the policies. And I'm concerned that most people are going down the road of the whole personality and identity and not thinking about what is daily affecting everybody's lives. One thing I'm thinking about that really bugs me is every time we go to the grocery store, I mean, the prices is one thing, but the content and the chemicals and the neurotoxins that are in our food, which are illegal in most of the rest of the world, including Europe and most of Asia, why aren't we talking about those things? Why are those things legal here in the United States when they shouldn't be? JFK Jr., who thank goodness is now joining Trump, he's been talking about this for decades.
Yes, yes. And you're right. It is far, far overdue to deal with that. And RFK Jr., that's why he will be a great addition to a Trump administration. Steve, what's bugging you?
I was looking at on X yesterday, and it was funny the outrage at Elon Musk saying, and oddly, something like, and oddly enough, nobody shot at Harris or Biden, and everybody wanting to be all outraged saying he's calling for them to be shot. The idiocy of the left and the outrage is just beyond stunning.
Everything that a conservative says in any way, shape, or form will be, not could be, will be twisted around, regurgitated as a lie by the left. Jeff, what's bugging you?
They can't say they're trying to destroy my representative republic, so they turn it around and say we're a threat to their democracy. God bless America.
Yeah, yeah, that's obvious. All right, let's go to Nostradamus. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. What's bugging me is the invasion of our country, our border, and now they don't even use the border. They're flying them into the country illegally. Our government is flying them in, just like Springfield, Ohio. I called you the other day. And you already knew, they dropped 20,000 people off in a community of 60,000 people. And that's just a microcosm of what they're going to do to this country. And if you haven't seen it where you live yet, just hang on, because the gangs are coming. And they're going to take over this country. They've already got cartels in California, Montana, Idaho, New Mexico, all Colorado. They're coming in, and they're going to set up here just like they do south of the border. We're becoming a third world country because of this administration. If Trump doesn't get elected, we're screwed.
Yep. I can't disagree with anything you said.
Yep.
I appreciate it. Hang in there, my friend. And thanks to everybody who participated in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up, Hillary. Hillary assigns blame for recent events.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
She's speaking out?
She's what? She's what?
Speaking out? I don't know.
Well, it's she's speaking out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you won't be surprised by it, but I got to throw it in there because it's what we do. And we got some fun stuff, too. Don't you worry. It is 728. And you're listening to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling, 97.3 The Sky.
The 2024 election.
It's going to start right here.
Counting down.
Let's get to the substance.
To Election Day on The Sky.
Nine. Comrade Harris.
Eight. It is my great honor.
Seven. We'll keep fighting.
Six.
Bring it on.
Five.
Full speed ahead.
Four.
You can always trust me.
Three.
We need to watch the vote.
Two. The American people do have a say in this.
One.
Counting down to Election Day with updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
All right, we made it to Tuesday anyway. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thank you for supporting what we do. We appreciate it. Trash Talking Tuesday is brought to you by Florence Recycling. It is 7:34, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, of course, still looking over the attempted assassination of former President Trump. What the heck? That's really the sub-headline for me. What the heck? Governor DeSantis looking into it. Good. Governor DeSantis also reminding people that the Florida prepaid college program is alive and well. It is, in my opinion, a very good deal. Maybe it's not for everybody's fit, but check into it if you've got kids. And then also, he said some people may have been in the program, might still have a balance in there. So it might be a little cash waiting for. Don't tell your now adult kids about it.
Yeah,
I'm not.
They'll want it.
There's cash in there.
That's right.
You put my grubby hands on it.
That's right.
All right. So now as they continue to go over the assassination attempt, some information, Fox News Digital, some pretty good follow-up stuff. Former NYPD investigator security expert Patrick Brosnan talking about what they need to do, meaning the experts that are on the case, they have to trawl through a litany of information in the coming weeks. All things cellular, online shopping, phone camera images, bank records, email correspondence, recent search engine inquiries, dating app activity, identification of any possible burner phones, city streets, UPS trucks, Amazon trucks, or backup cameras. You think about that.
Oh, my goodness.
How they could all play a role to piece it all together because, you know, what are some of the things you want to do? You want to get a working profile? Are there other people that fit that profile that may make a similar attempt? The other thing is, the number one question probably is, did he work alone? Did he act alone? So, according to this, investigators will obtain warrants to scour his Ruth's social media, speak with family, associates, try to make some sort of determination if somebody else is involved. They're going to look for a potential accomplice or someone who had knowledge and didn't say anything. So this is part of it. They'll try to figure out what his motive was, although, I mean, What was the motivation to want to kill Trump? Kind of the idea of killing Trump. Do you know what I mean? Like, what do you mean his motivation? He had it in his mind that somehow Trump was a bad guy. I mean, what do you mean motive? What was his motive? I don't think he was trying to kill Trump because he had a bad night in one of his hotels. I mean, and I'm not trying to be really snarky. I'm just I'm trying to say, what do you mean exactly by motive? You know? Oh, she killed her husband for, you know, what was the motive? Well, he had a $500,000, you know, life insurance policy, and she was engaging in an affair. So, yeah, there's your motive.
Pretty simple, yeah.
Why, what would drive this person to do this? Well, this person's twisted. We've already determined that. This guy is kooky. And cuckoo, I'm sorry, that's a description cuckoo, that one of his neighbors in North Carolina say. The guy's cuckoo, and most of the people were afraid of him. So I don't know what they mean by motive, other than was he a gun for hire? Did he not have political motivation? You can rule that out because, as an earlier caller even stated, Pete, that a professional knows to keep that barrel, that muzzle of that gun completely out of sight until you are, you know, ready to put the target in your crosshairs. Yeah. So the guy was not a professional. He was not a gun for hire. No. Now, he had motivation. And he wanted to be important. It's obvious reading up on some of this. So he wanted to be important, said he could get a hold of, what, like 1,000 Afghans to go and fight in Ukraine and stuff. But he did admit he has no military background or experience, and he was looking for people that did.
But he seemed to act like he really was gung-ho, pun intended, about going to multiple places to handle these things around the world.
Yeah.
That's odd.
I'm not a professional, but manic behavior.
Yeah.
I can solve everything. I'm really on this manic high right now, and and I could go to Ukraine, and I could get this done, and then we could do this, and you know, that's mania. That's being manic. All right. So you've got that you've got to deal with. How did he come in the possession of a firearm? Yeah, okay, that would be part of an investigation. And they recovered a loaded SKS-style rifle equipped with a scope and with a serial number removed.
Well, now.
Now, that alone is going to... He's going
to see, you're a felon with a gun with a serial number scratched off.
He's going to get a whole bunch of free room and board just from that. Yeah. Law enforcement doesn't look kindly on that.
No, they don't.
And, and a convicted felon and the serial number being scratched out. No.
Bad combo.
He does have a criminal record in North Carolina, Guilford County. He stretches back to the 1980s. Charges against him range from writing multiple bad checks to felony firearm possession. Possession of a stolen vehicle and multiple counts of possession of a weapon of mass destruction in 2002. Specifically, a binary explosive with a 10-inch detonation cord and a blasting cap.
Okay.
What?
And this is where somebody goes, well, what was his intent?
How about this? Yeah. How about this for it? Forget intent. Why is he walking around breathing? I mean, look, it's 20 years later. Okay, maybe you're not going to get a sentence like that. But that on top of felony firearm possession, possession of a stolen vehicle.
Yeah. I see a pattern here.
And then, by the way, this possession of a weapon of mass destruction, multiple counts. I mean, that's 2002. That's post 9/11. That would be a domestic terrorist type thing. Didn't they kind of up the ante on that? This is, well, and hence one of the other stories I have that he was previously known to the FBI. Well, based on his arrest record, bet he was.
Yeah, by first name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a conviction of weapons possession before. Yeah.
Wow.
Which usually means you aren't able to get another weapon. No, it doesn't. It means you're not allowed to have another weapon, just like you weren't legally allowed to possess the one you had.
Right.
How was he able to get another weapon if he was a convicted felon? Come on. Really?
Mm-hmm.
How are you able to purchase illicit drugs on nearly every street corner in America.
I mean, it's illegal, right?
Yeah.
Then how
could you do
then
it?
Then it can't be.
What if you're a former drug addict?
We need some more laws so that you can't buy those illegal drugs that you're buying on the street corner.
Even though there are ready laws don't seem to be completely effective.
So we need some more stricter ones that are even more broad-based to prevent maybe you having even maybe other rights in your life.
Yeah. They're also trying to figure out where did he lie in wait. I understand there's not everybody believes he was in that same kind of shrubbery for the whole time. He may have been, but nearly 12 hours. So they need to figure out how was it that he knew kind of the habits of Trump. And I guess if you do a little bit of digging, you could probably find some information about his routine to some extent. Was he just taking a chance and hanging out there in the hopes that he was going to be there? And here's another story that I have, totally related. Former President Donald Trump's alleged would-be assassin was previously on the FBI's radar. Special Agent Jeffrey Vetri said during a press conference Monday, the special agent in charge for the Miami field office said the suspect, 58-year-old Ryan Wesley Ruth, was the subject of a previously closed 2019 tip to the agency in which it was alleged that Ruth was in possession of a firearm as a felon. And following up on the tip, the alleged complainant was interviewed and did not verify, he says, I repeat, did not verify providing the initial information. The FBI passed that information to local law enforcement and Honolulu. All right, so is this another case of, just like the other shooter, the one in Pennsylvania? We talked to him, and when we left, we felt like he was telling the truth. He didn't put any online threats.
Mm-hmm. He said he didn't. Right.
But I don't know. I know the FBI is probably stressed and pushed to the limits like a lot of other agencies are, but no direct follow-up?
Yeah.
Direct? I mean, you just push it off to the locals, and in some cases, the locals are probably awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, maybe not.
Yeah.
Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Tony, you're on the air.
So I was talking to an individual, and here's one way to look at it. You know, I think a lot of this is when communism fell, it was the Department of the Interior that really carried out a lot of the atrocities. And we have the Homeland Security Department that was carried out of the Patriot Act. And I would not put it past that this guy had a handler, he had a groomer, and the friend kind of said that this was a message. Now, obviously, this person had no idea what they were doing. They had an SKS trying to shoot at 300 yards, with a scope on it. And like you said, he was not, he was trying to use plate carriers as concealment. He had really no idea, but the individual said that if there was a professional, we'd be having a different conversation, but two attempts. This was a message to Mr. Trump, basically telling him that he's not safe. The biggest concern I have right now for Mr. Trump is his family, because Barron's off to college, Melania has a life, he has other kids. I think they're trying to send him a message, and they're trying to send us a message. Our message to them is hell no. You're not taking our president, you're not taking our country.
Exactly. No, thank you. Well, you see, we've got plenty to discuss just about that, and we've got a lot of other information about various categories and headlines. So stick around. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Hang on. always some awesome things going on in and around Marion County, no doubt. We're all over it. 7:50 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Hey, big thing going on that kicks off this morning at 10 a.m., and we talked about this a little bit the other day. We had some great guests on that were promoting. You know, this is for 501c3s, locally Marion County based, and it is called Give the Number 4 Marion. Give for Marion. This is a fundraiser campaign, and Charisse also reminded me of it from Zinnia Wealth, because she has a charity, and it's called Grilled Cheese Foundation. And but this big event in terms of giving starts today at 10 a.m. and goes on for, what, 33 hours?
Mm-hmm.
It goes till 7 p.m. Tomorrow evening. And you can help to raise some of these vital funds supporting local folks in Marion County. In the case of Zinnia Wealth, this is supporting local children, and it provides them access to extracurricular activities that they might otherwise miss out on. And there are some great programs, and you can find out more about them by going to the website Give for Marion. And you look like you're...
Well, I was going to ask if you had one specifically for the grilled cheese thing. If you had a, did they have one that you go directly to?
Oh, no, because I think maybe they want to give the credit to for Marion, since they're all working together. Yeah. I mean, there's... Look, they're all working together. These are great agencies that do great work. You pick one, and this is a good one.
Yeah.
Grilled Cheese Foundation. And... So that way you can find out. But the main thing is they want people to feel a sense of urgency that this is a great window to attempt to give. And I know we all know in these times it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are struggling a little, think about people are struggling a lot.
Yeah.
So if you can, you know, do away with a latte or, you know, something else that you could live without, that bag of M&Ms that you stuffed down your face. It's not all about me. Anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Grilled Cheese Foundation. Give the number 4. Give for Marion. And really, try to participate in this. And your help is very, very much appreciated. All right? Give for Marion. Topic of the day, obviously, probably going to continue to be, you know, the attempted assassination of former President Trump. Slice it and dice it any way you want. He's not being properly protected. Can anybody argue with that? He's not being properly protected. It's unfortunate that these guys are not really, they're not well trained. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
What if you had a trained assassin?
Oh my goodness.
And you had the really the lack of security that we've seen. And I don't know what is slowing down the process. Biden should just come out and say, executive order, you're hereby granted whatever your security needs are going to be. Because we've got what? 6 weeks of the election, early voting's already started in some places. Starts what, October, mid-October for pretty much everyone else. So the election is coming up.
That's weird.
I mean, we're how many trillion dollars in debt? This would actually be one of a very, to tap into this resource would be, well, extremely important to say the least. All right. This guy was known to the FBI. This guy has been busted for possession of a firearm, even though he was a felon. This guy was busted basically for having bombs.
Oh, man.
Yeah. A binary explosive with a 10-inch detonation cord and a blasting cap. Binary, that would be, well, when you mix two things together.
If we're non-binary, you couldn't talk about it.
Well, actually, yeah, this was more the original, I think, idea behind the use of the word binary.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like you mix something with the fertilizer, and you get an impact, a chemical reaction that far exceeds maybe expectations.
Mm-hmm.
It's Well, that's why he was actually charged with multiple counts of possession of a weapon of mass destruction and multiple counts of it in 2002. Isn't there something that could have been done where he wouldn't be roaming around free to try to get his hands on an SKS and hide in the shrubs for 11 hours?
Yeah. What could go wrong?
Yeah. What could go wrong? It's everywhere you turn, everywhere you look, there's frustration. Acting Director of the Secret Service, Ronald Rowe, arrived in West Palm Beach, Florida, said he'll remain on the scene indefinitely. I don't mean to sound smart-alecky, but I can't help it.
Yeah.
Oh, you came down here, you're going to hang around. Probably takes a lot of resources to do an investigation that they're going to undertake. It's going to be the FBI mostly, but they're going to be a part of it. How about this? Why don't you use all that manpower that you have to use after the fact, investigating, covering your tracks, and use them ahead of time so you don't have to do the paperwork and baloney after the fact? Plus, it makes you look a lot smarter.
Yeah.
Do you want the gig permanently or what? You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
What's bugging you?
What's wrong with this picture?
I'm really upset about it.
877-W-SKY-TALK.
I, for one, am tired of it.
Call now. What's bugging you? 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And you never have to miss a minute of it. You can get us on demand 24-7. The Bob Rose Show podcast. You can get it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Just hit subscribe. Time now for What's Bugging You, 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those, but call in now. If you don't get through right away, call back. Gunther, what's bugging you?
I'm just wanting to say that I think that all of you Hitler-loving, racist, homophobic, Islamophobic, transphobic people need to stop calling people names, or else the government should silence you.
Okay.
Get lying, Guther.
Yeah, go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, what's bugging me is I called in like 7 or 8 days ago, and I mentioned how I thought there would be future attempts on Trump's life. What's bugging me is the gentleman, our kindly teetotaler, former and future president, cannot just enjoy a leisurely round of golf on his own golf course. It's just sad they're lucky we don't descend to their level. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
No, it's sad, and he's not being properly protected. It's bizarre. It really is. Jerry, what's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is that recently released affidavit of that whistleblower about the Kamala Harris perhaps getting some inside assistance with the debate questions.
Mm-hmm.
I think every American of every political party still has a sense of fair play and believes in fair competition. And her getting the questions as well as the debate moderators teaming up against Trump is really no sense of fair play. And I think that should trouble every American.
It should trouble every American. Unfortunately, there's a good percentage, a lot of them in the media, that think the end justifies the means and that they so hate Trump that the rules, integrity, none of that matters as long as they can defeat him.
That's just sad, you know?
877-975-9825. Call in now, please. Teacher, what's bugging you?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. What's bugging me is the fact that during this entire election cycle, again, it's become about personality politics, and the rhetoric is demonstrating kind of a lack of thinking about the policies. And I'm concerned that most people are going down the road of the whole personality and identity and not thinking about what is daily affecting everybody's lives. One thing I'm thinking about that really bugs me is every time we go to the grocery store, I mean, the prices is one thing, but the content and the chemicals and the neurotoxins that are in our food, which are illegal in most of the rest of the world, including Europe and most of Asia, Why aren't we talking about those things? Why are those things legal here in the United States when they shouldn't be? JFK Jr., who, thank goodness, is now joining Trump, he's been talking about this for decades.
Yes, yes. And you're right. It is far, far overdue to deal with that. And RFK Jr., that's why he will be a great addition to a Trump administration. Steve, what's bugging you?
I was looking at on X yesterday, and it was funny, the outrage at Elon Musk saying, and oddly, something like, and oddly enough, nobody shot at Harris or Biden, and everybody wanting to be all outraged saying he's calling for them to be shot. The idiocy of the left and the outrage is just beyond stunning.
Everything that a conservative says in any way, shape, or form will be, not could be, will be twisted around, regurgitated as a lie by the left. Jeff, what's bugging you?
They can't say they're trying to destroy my representative republic, so they turn it around and say we're a threat to their democracy. God bless America.
Yeah, yeah, that's obvious. All right, let's go to Nostradamus. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. What's bugging me is the invasion of our country, our border, and now they don't even use the border. They're flying them into the country illegally. Our government is flying them in, just like Springfield, Ohio. I called you the other day. Said they and you already knew. They dropped 20,000 people off in a community of 60,000 people. And that's just a microcosm of what they're going to do to this country. And if you haven't seen it where you live yet, just hang on, because the gangs are coming. And they're going to take over this country. They've already got cartels in California, Montana, Idaho, New Mexico, all Colorado. They're coming in, and they're going to set up here just like they do south of the border. We're becoming a third world country because of this administration. If Trump doesn't get elected, we're screwed.
Yep. I can't disagree with anything you said. Yep. I appreciate it. Hang in there, my friend. And thanks to everybody who participated in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up, Hillary. Hillary assigns blame for recent events.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
She's speaking out?
She's what? She's what?
Speaking out? I don't know.
She's speaking out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you won't be surprised by it, but I got to throw it in there because it's what we do. And we got some fun stuff, too. Don't you worry. It is 728. And you're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling, 97.3 The Sky.
The 2024 election.
It's going to start right here.
Counting down.
Let's get to the substance.
To Election Day on The Sky.
9. Comrade Harris.
8. It is my great honor.
7. We'll keep fighting.
6. Bring it on.
5. Full speed ahead.
4. You can always trust me.
3. We need to watch the vote.
2. The American people do have a say in this.
1.
Counting down to Election Day with updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, we made it to Tuesday anyway. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thank you for supporting what we do. We appreciate it. Trash Talking Tuesday is brought to you by Florence Recycling. It is 7:34, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, of course, still looking over the attempt, the attempted assassination of former President Trump. What the heck? That's really the subheadline for me. What the heck? Governor DeSantis looking into it. Good. Governor DeSantis also reminding people that the Florida prepaid college program is alive and well. It is, in my opinion, a very good deal. Maybe it's not for everybody's fit, but check into it if you've got kids. And then also he said some people may have been in the program, might still have a balance in there. So it might be a little cash waiting for. Don't tell your now adult kids about it.
Yeah,
I'm not.
They'll want it.
There's cash in there.
That's right.
You put my grubby hands on it.
That's right.
All right. So now as they continue to go over the assassination attempt, some information, Fox News Digital, some pretty good follow-up stuff. Former NYPD investigator security expert Patrick Brosnan talking about what they need to do, meaning the experts that are on the case. They have to trawl through a litany of information in the coming weeks. All things cellular, online shopping, phone camera images, bank records, email correspondence, recent search engine inquiries, dating app activity, identification of any possible burner phones, city streets, UPS trucks, Amazon trucks, or backup cameras. You think about that.
Oh, my goodness.
How they could, yeah, could all play wow. a role to piece it all together because, you know, what are some of the things you want to do? You want to get a working profile? Are there other people that fit that profile that may make a similar attempt? The other thing is, the number one question probably is, did he work alone? Did he act alone? So, according to this, investigators will obtain warrants to scour his Ruth's social media, speak with family, associates, try to make some sort of determination if somebody else is involved. They're going to look for a potential accomplice or someone who had knowledge and didn't say anything. So this is part of it. They'll try to figure out what his motive was, although, I mean, what was the motivation to want to kill Trump? Kind of the idea of killing Trump. Do you know what I mean? Like, what do you mean his motivation? He had it in his mind that somehow Trump was a bad guy. I mean, what do you mean motive? What was his motive? I don't think he was trying to kill Trump because he had a bad night in one of his hotels. I mean, and I'm not trying to be really snarky. I'm trying to say, what do you mean exactly by motive? You know? Oh, she killed her husband for, you know, what was the motive? Well, he had a $500,000, life insurance policy, and she was engaging in an affair. So, yeah, there's your motive.
Pretty simple, yeah.
Why, what would drive this person to do this? Well, this person's twisted. We've already determined that. This guy is kooky. And a cuckoo, I'm sorry, that's a description cuckoo, that one yes. of his neighbors in North Carolina say. The guy's cuckoo, and most of the people were afraid of him. So I don't know what they mean by motive, other than was he a gun for hire? Did he not have political motivation? You can rule that out because, as an earlier caller even stated, Pete, that a professional knows to keep that barrel, that muzzle of that gun completely out of sight until you are, you know, ready to put the target in your crosshairs. Yeah. So the guy was not a professional. He was not a gun for hire. No. Now, he had motivation, and he wanted to be important. It's obvious reading up on some of this. So he wanted to be important, said he could get a hold of, what, like 1,000 Afghans to go and fight in Ukraine and stuff. But he did admit he has no military background or experience, and he was looking for people that did.
But he seemed to act like he really was gung-ho, pun intended, about going to multiple places to handle these things around the world.
Yeah.
That's odd.
I'm not a professional, but manic behavior.
Yeah.
I can solve everything. I'm really on this manic high right now, and I could go to Ukraine, and I could get this done, and then we could do this, and Yeah, that's yeah. mania. That's being manic. All right. So you've got that. You've got to deal with. How did he come in the possession of a firearm? That's okay, that would be part of an investigation. And they recovered a loaded SKS-style rifle equipped with a scope and with a serial number removed.
Well, now.
Now, that alone is going to... He's gonna,
see, you're a felon with a gun with a serial number scratched off.
He's going to get a whole bunch of free room and board just from that. Yeah. Law enforcement doesn't look kindly on that.
No, they don't.
And, and a convicted... felon and the serial number being scratched out. No.
Bad combo.
He does have a criminal record, North Carolina, Guilford County. He stretches back to the 1980s. Charges against him range from writing multiple bad checks to felony firearm possession, possession of a stolen vehicle, and multiple counts of possession of a weapon of mass destruction in 2002, specifically a binary explosive with a 10-inch detonation cord and a blasting cap.
Okay.
What?
And this is where somebody go, well, what was his intent?
How about this? Yeah. How about this for it? Forget intent. Why is he walking around breathing? I mean, look, it's 20 years later. Okay, maybe you're not going to get a sentence like that. But that on top of felony firearm possession? Possession of a stolen vehicle?
Yeah. I see a pattern here.
And then, by the way, this possession of a weapon of mass destruction, multiple counts. Multiple counts. I mean, that's 2002. That's post 9/11. That would be a domestic terrorist type thing. Didn't they kind of up the ante on that? This is, well, and hence the one of the other stories I have that he was previously known to the FBI. Well, based on his arrest record, bet he was.
Yeah, by first name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a conviction of weapons possession before. Yeah.
Wow.
Which usually means you aren't able to get another weapon. No, it doesn't. It means you're not allowed to have another weapon, just like you weren't legally allowed to possess the one you had.
Right.
How was he able to get another weapon if he was a convicted felon? Come on. Really?
Mm-hmm.
How are you able to purchase illicit drugs on nearly every street corner in America?
I mean, it's illegal, right?
Yeah.
Then how
could you do it?
Then it can't be.
What if you're a former drug addict?
We need some more laws so that you can't buy those illegal drugs that you're buying on the street corner.
Even though there are ready laws don't seem to be completely
working.
Effective.
So we need some more stricter ones that are even more broad-based to prevent maybe you having even maybe other rights in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're also trying to figure out where did he lie in wait. I understand there's not everybody believes he was in that same kind of shrubbery for the whole time. He may have been, but nearly 12 hours. So they need to figure out... How is it that he knew kind of the habits of Trump? And I guess if you do a little bit of digging, you could probably find some information about his routine to some extent. Was he just taking a chance and hanging out there in the hopes that he was going to be there? And here's another story that I have, totally related. Former President Donald Trump's alleged would-be assassin was previously on the FBI's radar. Special Agent Jeffrey Vetri said during a press conference Monday, the special agent in charge for the Miami field office said the suspect, 58-year-old Ryan Wesley Ruth, was the subject of a previously closed 2019 tip to the agency in which it was alleged that Ruth was in possession of a firearm as a felon. And following up on the tip, the alleged complainant was interviewed and did not verify, he says, I repeat, did not verify providing the initial information. The FBI passed that information to local law enforcement and Honolulu. All right. So is this another case of, well, just like the other shooter, the one in Pennsylvania? Oh, yeah, we talked to him, and when we left, we felt like he was telling the truth. He didn't put any online threats.
He said he didn't. Right.
But I don't know. I know the FBI is probably stressed and pushed to the limits like a lot of other agencies are, but no direct follow-up? direct. I mean, you just push it off to the locals. And in some cases, the locals are probably awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, maybe not.
Yeah.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Tony, you're on the air.
So I was talking to an individual, and here's one way to look at it. You know, I think a lot of this is when communism fell, it was the Department of the Interior that really carried out a lot of the atrocities. And we have the Homeland Security Department that was carried out of the Patriot Act. And I would not put it past that this guy had a handler, he had a groomer. And the friend kind of said that this was a message. Now, obviously, this person had no idea what they were doing. They had an SKS trying to shoot at 300 yards, and with a scope on it. And like you said, he was not, he was trying to use plate carriers as concealment. He had really no idea, but the individual said that if there was a professional, Mr., you know, we'd be having a different conversation, but two attempts. This was a message to Mr. Trump, basically telling him that he's not safe. The biggest concern I have right now for Mr. Trump is his family, because Barron's off to college, Melania has a life, he has other kids. I think they're trying to send him a message, and they're trying to send us a message. Our message to them is hell no. You're not taking our president, you're not taking our country.
Exactly. No, thank you. Well, you see, we've got plenty to discuss just about that. And we've got a lot of other information about various categories and headlines. So stick around. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Hang on. Always some awesome things going on in and around Marion County, no doubt. We're all over it. 7:50 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Hey, big thing going on that kicks off this morning at 10 a.m., and we talked about this a little bit the other day. We had some great guests on that were promoting. You know, this is for 501c3s, locally Marion County-based, and it is called Give the number 4 Marion. Give for Marion. This is a fundraiser campaign. And Charisse also reminded me of it from Zinnia Wealth, because she has a charity and it's called Grilled Cheese Foundation. And but this big event in terms of giving starts today at 10 a.m. and goes on for, what, 33 hours?
Mm-hmm.
It goes till 7 p.m. Tomorrow evening. And you can help to raise some of these vital funds supporting local folks in Marion County. In the case of Zinnia Wealth, this is supporting local children. And it provides them access to extracurricular activities that they might otherwise miss out on. And there are some great programs. And you can find out more about them by going to the website Give for Marion. And you look like you're...
Well, I was going to ask if you had one specifically for the grilled cheese thing. If you had a... Did they have one that you go directly to?
Oh, no, because I think maybe they want to give the credit to...
Okay.
...for Marion, since they're all working together. Yeah. I mean, there's... Look, they're all working together. These are great agencies that do great work. You pick one.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a good one.
Yeah.
Grilled Cheese Foundation. And... So that way you can find out. But the main thing is they want people to feel a sense of urgency that this is a great window to attempt to give. And I know we all know in these times it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are struggling a little, think about people are struggling a lot.
Yeah.
So if you can, you know, do away with a latte or, you know, something else that you could live without, that bag of M&Ms that you stuff down your face. It's not all about me. Anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Grilled Cheese Foundation. Give the number 4. Give for Marion. And really, try to participate in this. And your help is very, very much appreciated. All right? Give for Marion. Topic of the day, obviously, probably going to continue to be, you know, the attempted assassination of former President Trump. Slice it and dice it any way you want. He's not being properly protected. Can anybody argue with that? He's not being properly protected. It's been fortunate that these guys are not really, they're not well trained. Thank goodness. Yeah. What if you had, a trained person, a trained assassin.
Oh my goodness.
And you had the really the lack of security that we've seen. And I don't know what is slowing down the process. Biden should just come out and say, executive order, you're hereby granted whatever your security needs are going to be. Because we've got, what, 6 weeks of the election? Early voting's already started in some places. Starts, what, October, mid-October for pretty much everyone else. So the election is coming up.
That's weird.
I mean, we're how many trillion dollars in debt? This would actually be one of to tap into this resource would be, well, extremely important, to say the least. All right. This guy was known to the FBI. This guy has been busted for possession of a firearm, even though he was a felon. This guy was busted basically for having bombs.
Oh, man.
Yeah. A binary explosive with a 10-inch detonation cord and a blasting cap. Binary, that would be, well, when you mix two things together.
If we're non-binary, you couldn't talk about it.
Well, actually, yeah, this was more the original, I think, idea behind the use of the word binary.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like you mix something with the fertilizer.
Uh-huh.
And you get an impact, a chemical reaction that far exceeds maybe expectations.
Mm-hmm.
It's that's why he was actually charged with multiple counts of possession of a weapon of mass destruction and multiple counts of it in 2002. Isn't there something that could have been done where he wouldn't be roaming around free to try to get his hands on an SKS and hide in the shrubs for 11 hours?
Yeah. What could go wrong?
Yeah. What could go wrong? It's everywhere you turn, everywhere you look, there's frustration. Acting Director of the Secret Service, Ronald Rowe, arrived in West Palm Beach, Florida, said he'll remain on the scene indefinitely. I don't mean to sound smart alecky, but I can't help it.
Yeah.
Oh, you came down here, you're going to hang around. Probably takes a lot of resources to do an investigation that they're going to undertake. It's going to be the FBI mostly, but they're going to be a part of it. How about this? Why don't you use all that manpower that you have to use after the fact, investigating, covering your tracks, and use them ahead of time so you don't have to do the paperwork and baloney after the fact? Plus, it makes you look a lot smarter.
Yeah.
Do you want the gig permanently or what? You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.